Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey, Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, man. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. Aye. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Moan it, everybody. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Hello, Leroy.
Hello.
It's good to have you here on a Vice Shirt Friday. Hello, Vlad. How are you on this lovely Friday?
I'm good. Damn, I left my Vice shirt in the car.
That's all right, buddy. That's
okay. Hey, what a stinker.
A football. We've run out of Thursday luck, yeah? Because I was telling you, we've hit that point of the season where everybody's exhausted and beaten down.
Oh, my goodness. Wait. How many? I mean, we seen a guy make a, 68-yarder, right? And these guys can't make no field goals.
Yeah. I was like, this one. I flipped over to the Panthers. Hey, I'm like, Panthers are going on.
I figured this game would end in a tie because I thought he was going to make that field goal at the end and they just were going to tickle each other till the end of overtime.
Yeah, I think we've run out of the – because the Thursday games were humming for like the first 6 weeks, and Now we've hit that point where the last couple Dolphins, stinker, this one stink. I think the one before that stunk too, so – we had a good run Thursday night football. Now It's, maybe that's what they should do. You know, they used to do Thursday night in the middle of the season. And then all of a sudden we picked, we're going to Thursday night football. Maybe just Thursdays early in the season. And then after week 6, we're done with that.
Well, I would say don't go Thursday after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Because
no December Thursday
because
night.
Now you're doing Saturday games anyway.
Never gonna happen, by the way. I mean, we're gonna get more if anything, we're gonna get Wednesday football. We're gonna get more NFL football. They'll squeeze every ounce.
Well, you're already doing doubleheaders on Monday.
Yep.
And remember, for a couple of hurricanes, we had games on Tuesday.
Yep. I remember that.
So listen, we're gonna watch. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, I wanted to turn away, but I kept turning over to see what the score was.
Not if you got some money on it. Chili Peppers. Yeah.
Well, the thing that sucks about watching it on Prime, see, when it's on regular TV, I can just go to something else. But when it's on Prime, you got to go out of the app into your DirecTV app. So
it's a real burden. 2 clicks instead of 1.
No, it's more than 2 clicks.
It's 2 clicks, dude.
Now
it's
when you go out of Roku, you got to go to the main. No,
it's like 2 clicks, dude. It's because you used to have on DirecTV. Did you used to go? No, you put the guide on and you bloop, 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 and you find in the guide where you're gonna go.
Yeah, but it's 2 different apps.
Oh my god, you're acting like they're asking you to put in the passcodes for everything.
No. Oh, they did that. I'd be done, though. No TV for Leroy.
I was confused because I went into the living room because I have I watched the Panthers game on the regular TV, the broadcast. They got the antenna for the games. And I was like, I go there. Oh, it's an ESPN Plus only. So that one I was confused by. I had to go find that one. I was like, Channel 9, no Panthers. And then I was like, ESPN Plus only? They're still doing that?
I had it on Channel 39.
Did you? I didn't get it yesterday. I turned it in and it wasn't on.
I got it on 39.
I had to go to the app. I had to go to ESPN Plus to watch it. Yeah, it was a Hulu ESPN game. Plus. Well, Hulu, ESPN, they're all.
Yeah, it was an app game. It was an app game.
So the Cats win last night, though. The Cats win 5-2. Brad Marchand, huge pair. He continues to just be excellent for the Florida Panthers. And the Sams scored yesterday. We had Sam Bennett showing that he's not a fat cat.
Yeah, we called him out
yesterday. Much needed, Vlad. I needed that from Sam Bennett. Needed to feel. I was like, where the hell has Sam Bennett been? Sam Reinhart's starting to get it going, though. Sam Reinhart's starting to cook. So that's good. And then our boy, Mr. Las Olas, Anton Lundell with a shorty to put the Cats up 4-2.
That's I'm glad to see somebody else get one, boy, because they always seem to get them against the Panthers.
Almost.
It's
almost.
Like, ugh.
Almost. And Sergei Bobrovsky had a big bounce back, which was nice to see. He had a good performance. Focus. This was Bob.
You know what? You can say what you want. You ain't got to worry about Bob. You can worry about everything else. Bob gonna do Bob stuff.
This was Sergei after the game.
We just important for us to reset, refocus, you know, and get back to our game, to get back to our simple game, you know, our style.
When they retire Bob's jersey, right, at Amerant Bank,
you gotta put focus right there.
Right? Like, you know, 2-time Stanley Cup winner. He was never the Conn Smythe winner. He should get a Conn Smythe winner.
Should have. That year that stupid McDavid won it. Ridiculous. Guy had 2 good games.
Yeah, you know.
Is that the only sport they tried to get away with that?
No.
I mean, it's done very often.
They did it once in basketball.
They were obsessed with McDavid.
Well, wait a minute. It's not for the Stanley Cup. It's throughout the whole postseason.
I understand. But like in the playoffs.
It always
like,
seems to manage to go to the winner or somebody on the winning team, though.
Didn't go last year. Went to Sam Bennett.
It was one of these things last where I was like, you know, I get it. He had records, but you lost. And where were you in the last game? Where were you?
Time out. Hold on. If it was the other
right
way around.
What Vlad said.
Yeah,
he blew right through it.
I understand.
He
I know it's
all
playoff
kinds of records.
Exactly.
He said it's a playoff award, and then you go, man,
come on.
What part of records?
Let me ask you this: if it was the other way around,
oh, he would be complaining.
I don't think so.
If Bob had like set a record of like most postseason shutouts in
they never would have given it to him. If he loses the last game, they never would have given it to him.
Really.
Really.
Like, I love the world you live in where you can
I love how you got to take
up,
a swig when you,
you
said that too.
You can make up the situations to fit your feelings. You would hit the fan.
What?
If the same thing happened and the Panther didn't get the award and you would be saying the same thing like flat. It's a playoff award. It's not just for the
finals. Award. Why would I want that? Like, if it'd be like, oh yeah, I really remember. Like, if Jimmy Butler somehow got the MVP in the 2020 finals, because it's like, oh, he led everything. It's like, well, sorry, dude, you won 2 games. Okay. I can't do it.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Listen, we listening to you, but we know your ass is lying.
Ridiculous.
So we ain't going. We can keep moving on. You go deny, but we know. I know you.
Here was Paul Maurice. This was Paul Maurice after the win.
Elements in the game tonight that you're getting back to your game here on the road.
When I answer that honestly, I thought in the last 5 games that we played that we were, and then we get out and we were god awful in Anaheim. So now we're going back to the 4-game losing streak. So, well, that's your road game. I didn't feel that was who we are in Anaheim. And I thought today we were closer to it. It's not going to be perfect right now. We got some challenges, obviously, with our lineup. But once you get used to that and embrace the fact that it doesn't have to be perfect, that you got to fight for some things and grind, I thought that was our game tonight.
All right, there you go. He seems like he's liking the path that it's going on. Cat's no longer at the bottom of the Eastern Conference, which is nice. He can skyrocket up there with a couple of points.
I mean, it don't take much to move. It doesn't take much, though, right?
They're like, they're. I mean, they're 5 points away from being in first place. You know, no games in hand though.
Right.
They got the Sharks tomorrow. They haven't been very good in a while. That's Chris Greer's brother's team.
You think Chris is going to go to the game?
I don't know. Can't rule it out. At the old Shark Tank, used to do Strike Force all the time there, Leroy, in San Jose.
Jeez.
That's where they would do those fights. So they're back at it tomorrow, 10 o'clock. Miami Heat, we got some good news-ish yesterday as Bam Adebayo. The diagnosis was a left big toe sprain.
Oh, boy.
He's day-to-day.
Okay.
He's day-to-day. Okay. What do you mean, okay?
I told you about toes.
He told you about toes. Feet area is the worst injuries, right, Leroy?
The worst. You think about it. You can't plant, turn, twist, anything, and you jamming your foot up into a shoe. Man, come on. You go ahead on day-to-day. Day-to-day. Talk to me next week, okay?
So you thinking like miss the home games, be back for the road trip when they take on the Knicks on Friday?
I don't know. I'm just saying that it's not day to day.
Okay. You're just dismissing it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know why? Because I hurt my toe.
You just hold on. So the Heat say he's day to day, and you're just like, no, he's not.
No, I'm saying it's going to be a bunch of days.
I don't like that.
I'm just giving you the reality of those injuries.
Why do you have to give me reality?
Dude, if
Cavs game.
Right now.
Blazers.
If I came and jammed up your toe, you know the first thing you're going to say to me is?
What's that?
Now I got to wear flip-flops.
Well, I've had dead foot.
I can't put my shoe on.
I've had
you want him to go out on the court and play basketball?
Look, as a dead foot survivor, I understand the trepidations of your foot being in pain. So,
dude, it's not even that. Like, just try having a heartbeat in your toe and then having to put a shoe on. Like, it's not as easy as that. And then you got to get it taped. So now, right now, he probably figuring out, okay, do I get a bigger size? Do I cut a little star so my toe could throb? Right? These are all things that, like, the big toe is very important in running.
Toby, you never seen I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
What's that, dude?
You never seen the movie I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker? You never seen what James Brown
I've never seen the movie I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
With Jim Brown with the heartbeat in his toe.
In his toe? Yeah.
He wanted to fight everybody for grazing it.
I just want him back. Well, he's not playing tonight. Eric Spoelstra will coach. Obviously dealt with the tragedy of his home burning down yesterday. That's crazy. Coverage tonight begins at 6:45 with preheat. Alejandro Solana and Tommy Tighe will get you going from the Kaseya Center. So we got that 4 games coming up at home for the Heat. A lot of home games coming up for the Heat. I think that it's 6 out of 7, I think, are coming up for the Heat. They got one little trip to New York next Friday, but they got Hornets, Blazers, who have been really playing great tomorrow, and then a couple Cavs games. So we'll see what's what. And shout out to the Hurricanes. They blew out Bethune-Cookman by 40 yesterday, 101-61. Jay Lucas, 2-0. You seem fired up, Leroy.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm basically still going at it over this Shador thing. I've been
still?
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll get into it. More to come here on the show. Back after this. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. The Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Your live local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com to get started today. The Heat, they'll get back in action tonight. Get to a little 15 minutes of Heat here, brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. So last night, Leroy, I was perusing, the old YouTube, and I come across this this Joker's post game from beating the Heat, you know?
It's, oh, my goodness.
What?
Is that, what, 2 years ago? 3 years
from the finals, dude. They just played a day ago.
Okay. Oh no, you're talking about from the game. Are you? I thought you said from the finals,
dude. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You good, buddy?
Yeah, I think Shrita's right. You checked out 7 minutes into the show.
You need some coffee or something, buddy?
I
know there's a lot of knee stuff.
I literally thought you said we're talking about the finals.
No, I was talking about the last game. I understand. There's a lot to pick from how many times he's kicked the Heat's ass. You know, but. I was curious, you know, he was asked something. So here's the thing. He was asked something in Serbian, right? And so I'm like, I want to figure out what he's saying. I don't speak Serbian. So I put my phone up to it and I'm just trying to get the Google Translate, you know? And I was like, oh, all right. It does wonders, but I don't know how accurate it was. But then thankfully somebody asked him about Jovic in English. And I was like, oh. Shout out to the Denver reporters or whoever the hell it was that wanted to know, what about Jovic? And this is what the Joker had to say about his brate. And this is what he thinks on the Heat young forward, who's been struggling a little bit.
Nikola, how's Nikola Jovic doing? How's he progressing? And do you have advisor? Do you have conversations with him?
I mean, I really don't like to do that, especially when he's on another team, because I don't know what coaching staff is telling him, and I don't want to be the guy who is going to be in the warm, I think he needs to listen to the coaching staff, and because I remember how when I started playing, I was just doing what they told me to do, and that's gonna give you minutes, and that's gonna give you opportunity to play. And then when you build the trust, you can do something on your own, and then you will see is it working or not. So, but I think he has a potential because he can. I think he's a good defender. He can defend multiple positions just because of his size and offensively. You can use him on different ball handling. He can shoot three. He can actually really good post up player. That's my opinion, of course, because we use him as national team as a post up player. So that's why I'm saying, and it was working good for us, you know. Just because of his size.
Oh, he took shots.
Oh,
yeah. He took shots.
This is how we used them, and we had some success with him.
We used him as a post up player. Yeah, and he wore the brata. Yeah, he was. Yeah, there was a lot of subliminals being sent.
Like, what do I know? I'm just a simple joker.
I'm just the best player in the game.
Bled, you ain't got to tell Tobin. You can already tell. When he started going through that, Tobin started smiling. So, yeah. I mean, you know what? It's weird that we always see a lot of Heat players go somewhere else and kind of play more their game instead of a Heat game. And sometimes when they play in the confines of a Heat offense, it's almost like when you go from college to the NBA. Mm-hmm. Like, Jordan, when you watch Jordan in college, he was just one of five. He wasn't Jordan, right? And then he gets to the NBA and becomes Jordan, where he, Did they not know he had this talent in college? Right? It's a little different now in that, you know, everybody's kind of pushing all the buttons of their big name players. But Jovic goes to the national team. They use him a certain way. He has success.
Well, we talked about this with him too, right? Remember we talked about this with him at Media Day, and we were saying, like, I was saying, like, man, you kind of seem like a different guy. Like, he's fighting with guys. He's got, like, right. this little chip on his shoulder.
Being in that paint, like, baby.
And he was like, yeah, he goes, I got to figure out how to bring that over here. You know, like, I don't it seems like he's searching on that, right. how he could be Serbian Jovic as opposed to Heat Jovic. Well, and we got a little bit of that last year before he broke his hand. But it's obviously been very inconsistent to start this season.
Joker said it perfectly. He said, you got to build that trust and get on the court. And then once you establish yourself as an NBA player, then you can go to your bag, right? And so he said that's what he did. He did everything the coaches told him to do to get him on the floor. He built some trust. And then once they realized he was a player, then he started doing his thing.
I do like the idea, though, that he's just like, what in my humble mind, I don't, you know, how many MVPs. So don't want to step on toes here, but you're doing it completely wrong. Completely incorrect. I don't want to say, you know, how you say wrong, but, you know. Point
for toes! I don't want to step on no toes.
Yeah.
But you're not utilizing my friend very well, you know.
No, you're not. It's like
that's basically what he said. But then he did kind of tell Jovic, like, you got to do what you got to do to get on the floor.
True.
And then once you get there, you know. But that's why I always wonder, like, they have these defined roles. The Heat have defined roles for everybody, right? That maybe he doesn't get a chance to do those other things.
I'm distracted because Al Macko says I look like Strawberry Nesquik.
Point. That's what I was laughing at. Witcher. That's what I was laughing at. You do look like a Strawberry Nesquik.
You got to shake it.
Oh, my goodness. What the hell? Oh. Nothing like leaving yourself open on a daily basis, which is exactly what we do. Like, you...
And then, of course, just the chat coming in strong with Jarrell's going, bam, out of by toe. Thanks. Tade South, bam, on my big toe. Witcher! Guys can't take anything serious. The man is hurt.
Right.
He is hurt.
Hey, that toe ain't nothing to be played with. And you know it ain't just a boo-boo because he just walked right off the court. Right?
Yeah. No, that's he said it. He says it's too excruciating. I was like, ugh.
So he ain't gonna even have a shoe on. Next time you see him, they gonna say Bam's here. He don't have a shoe on.
Boot.
Like
Bam.
I'm telling you,
got that walking boot.
I don't even know if it could be a boot, but you can't, dude. It's crazy. I can't explain the pain and how scared you are to put on a shoe.
This is not good. Well, listen, if he's not playing, I mean, where in Jovic, dude? Like, you guys need to step the hell up because I don't know what we're going to do. This is your chance right here, dude. You got to earn trust. You got the captain out. We got no depth at size. So, like, it's sink or swim for these guys.
Yeah, I can't lose to Charlotte.
I tell you who I don't want to see. And I thought he was a high-flying jumper with a key shot.
He's got to step up, too.
I mean, like, maybe, like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, what are you doing, buddy? Like, you're also, way too athletic to.
Vlad Golden got brought up from Sioux Falls.
Who?
Your boy, Vlad Golden. Hoot Hoot.
Golden.
Flash Go Blue.
Golden.
Yep.
Don't call him Vlad.
Vladdy Sluff.
Yeah, Vladdy you call Sluff. Him by his full name.
Vladdy
his Vlad. Government name.
Yeah.
You think they say that other places, Vlad? This is what they call me, but my government name. Is Vladislav.
Vladislav.
Vladislav. Oh. He gets to Sioux Falls. He goes, looks like Russia. Hey, you're back. Oh, thank God. He gets the call back. Gets to go home to Miami.
Dude, wait a minute. Yeah, he's a guy that's lived a good life. Like, he played in Boca.
Yep.
So,
right.
Going to Sioux Falls and then from.
Yeah. Well, he was also in Michigan, too.
You're right. And he's been
something
in nice
tells
places.
Me Michigan's campus is a lot nicer than the Sioux Falls campus.
Oh, no. But I'm saying as far as weather.
He's used to the weather, but.
Yeah.
I mean, my man's
happy to be back at Sunny Isles.
Yeah, you went from Michigan, you went from Ann Arbor to Miami to. What is this?
All right, we'll take a break here on the program. Dolphins getting set for the Buffalo Bills, and they have laid down the law in the locker room. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQM. The Miami Heat, they're offering fans value deals like $60 pizza deal for pizzas, chips, waters, and a $40 hot dog deal for hot dogs, popcorn, drinks. They got grab-and-go stands in the 400 level. They got $3 sodas, $8 beers, $3 snacks, and kids can enjoy a $15 Bernie meal that gets you a hot dog or chicken nuggets, a souvenir cup, fruit snacks, and a silicone bracelet. For more information on food and beverage deals, visit KaseyaCenter.com as your Heat going to be home for a lot of this next 2 weeks. So go check them out. You got Hornets. It's an NBA Cup game, everybody.
Okay.
NBA Cup, dude. I don't think there's Brandon Miller tonight. LaMelo, I think, is probable. I think I saw. So we'll see. I like watching him play because nobody plays like him, but I could see if I rooted for him, how much I would love and then be driven crazy by him. Because the last time that he played him, I genuinely felt like he kept his team in, yet then lost his team four different times, the times that they played the Hornets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he would frustrate Leroy.
Oh.
He would definitely frustrate Leroy.
With the one-legged threes?
One-legged threes from like 38 feet.
He's like a musician who won't sell out, you know? Like, he's going to ball how he wants to ball.
Literally, that's why his name is Lonzo Ball.
Yes.
Well, here's the problem. He's like the artist that won't, like, no matter what the song is, he got his amp up real high so you hear him.
And the kids love his shoes and the 6'7 thing.
Right.
You know? It's not right. It's not right, Tools. It's not right, dude. Though I do believe that's accurate. You know, you can if you have a radio. You would be able to listen Twitcher. To us there.
Hey, man, I got to give it to the Twitchers today. They are on fire this first hour.
It's a feisty Friday. They're coming out swinging with these comments.
I mean, like, we used to look forward to weekends. Now we don't. So this is all we got.
This is what we got, dude. Rest in peace to the Tanner Connor era. He was waived yesterday. So.
For what? Who'd they bring off the practice squad?
I don't know. I didn't even, like, look. I just saw that this Tanner Connor was waived.
By the way, can I just say something about these teams that think that we hit a rut, so let's take away ping pong table?
Pop a shot.
Right? Think about this. That's if Lynn were to come to us and say, I'm tired of y'all missing the top of the hour. No free coffee. Like, what does one have to do with the other?
I don't know.
But that's, and everybody's like, oh, somebody's turning the screws on. No, you not. Stop.
One has
nothing to do with the other.
They're doing a bob.
You're thinking about, damn, I better play well so I can get the ping pong table back. Fuck. No.
Candyland is banned.
Right. Like, it's the the dumbest thing. But here's the problem.
Chutes and ladders no longer allowed in the
right.
locker room.
Here's the problem in sports. When things are going bad, everybody feel like they got to do something. Right?
Yep.
And so they're doing something. God forbid you got players on your team that nobody else in the league wants and you expect them to win. Let's forget. Ping pong ain't going to matter.
Yeah, it's bad strategy too because you got to pick a game where you think this is going to work. For example, the week beforehand, I believe Lamar Jackson made it an edict to get the ping pong tables out of the Ravens locker room. But on top of it, Cooper Rush was no longer going to play. Tyler Huntley was no longer going to play. Lamar Jackson was going to play, and they were playing the Dolphins. So right. then it looks like your move was genius. Right. I got everybody focused.
Are the people that talk about football not smart enough to see right through that? Because everybody gets excited about, ooh, they're trying to focus. They need to focus. This is going to get them focused. He's being a leader. Taking a ping pong table away? Really? Again, that's I gave you an example. If Lynn did that to us and we would look and go, what does that have to do with, right?
Yeah, I'll bring in this.
Right, exactly. Starbucks. But that's how this is, and everybody is like, ooh.
Well, they according to I believe Benito Jones said it was a player's decision. It was not like the coaches came down and took it away.
Hey, I would like a player's decision too. Play better. when do y'all have that conversation? Right? We're having a conversation. We're not gonna play better, right? Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to do something over here so it takes away from what we've been doing here.
This was Jordan Brooks on the ping pong table or the pop. I'm sorry. Keep saying ping pong. It was a pop a shot hoop and it was card tables that got taken away.
Oh, well, card tables with the atmosphere around sports right now. Yeah, I could see that. The card table's different.
Yep. Leaders of the team, what's the background on the basketball being gone and other stuff? Was that player decision or what happened there?
I don't have any comment on that.
Whoa, state secret.
I mean, it's just like, because you know what? You asking players about that, and there's probably a lot of players that think that one has nothing to do with the other.
So he thinks it's stupid?
It could very well, but he ain't going to throw his other players under the bus. Like, yeah, but y'all think that's what y'all need to do? I mean, personally, I think we just need to play better, right? And so, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Not having Papa Shot, is that going to stop guys from beating the football up when Tua throw it, or Tua from throwing it to the other team, or from the left guard missing blocks, or at the time before Jalen Phillips putting silicone on his hands and can't get a sack, right? Does that stop it? Ooh, thank God we took away the ping pong table or the Papa Shot. Like, do you realize it makes you look more ridiculous?
I think it does make you look more ridiculous. Right. I think it makes you look like, you see, when I see this stuff, it makes me think like, wait, so you guys are trying to say that you're not focused enough? You know right. what I mean? Like, it's the same thing with having the extra meetings. But this is all, nobody has led the league in inconsequential window dressing more than the Dolphins. It's like, we have these player-only meetings we're not showing right. up to. We right. have all these things right. that... It's like,
you know why? Just you know why?
Because they suck.
Because nobody, right? Nobody would just go in there and say, right now we suck and we need to play better. There ain't no rhyme or reason behind it. It ain't because of ping pong. It ain't because of Papa Shot. It's just we need to prepare and keep preparing and go out and play better. End of discussion. Okay? Like you think the fans... You think the fans, look, I give crap to a lot of fans. But you think a fan is, if they go out and beat Buffalo, they're going to say, took Papa Shot away, that's why.
I'll tell you one thing, they beat Buffalo, that Papa Shot's never coming back. I don't know what the reward is.
Now, let me say this. Now that, whether it helped or not, you don't change the mojo.
Of course.
You can't change it.
There's no good consequence, though. It's like you either suck and you continue to never get Papa Shot, or you're good and the Papa Shot can't come back because of a streak.
I just don't, in your efforts to look like you care, right? It looks even more ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could understand if you said, you know what? We got some extra work in after practice. Okay, I can understand that.
Great.
Right? We got some extra work with Tua. We got some extra work on the jugs because we've been kicking that football's ass for the last couple of weeks. Right? I would say something like that. I can understand that. But you got football stuff. You've been struggling on with the football stuff. Sometimes, you know, you don't do the right thing, and that causes you to have a penalty. So if an offensive lineman steps left and he's supposed to step right using the wrong technique and that guy gets by him, he grabs him, right? Because rule number one with offensive linemen, don't give a free hit to the quarterback. So you just take the penalty. So what part of it is that? What part of it is you not prepared or know what the hell you're doing? It ain't got nothing to do with pop a shot.
Al Macko says Tua should have Christmas taken away. Every INT equals one less gift.
Really? You know what Tua say? I buy my own damn gifts.
Yeah, but he likes the holiday spirit. Like, if they banned decorations,
how about why don't you win?
That's what I'm saying. But that's the whole crux of this, right? It has a team that you think New England is taking away ping pong tables,
Leroy.
You think, you know, like
you're right, just, Leroy. But you know, the media needs something to.
But that's
to,
what I'm saying.
To make it a turning point.
Are we not smart enough to know that makes no damn sense?
No, because they need a song. They need entertaining.
All right,
got
you.
They need to talk. They need something to talk about.
I understand.
Hey, man, you know the team's been playing well ever since they took that Papa shot out the locker room.
But Tobin, that's why sometimes I get on you.
I think like, don't blame me. I don't. I
no,
think
I'm not blaming you.
True.
I'm blaming you. But I'm not blaming you. But sometimes when you say things, oh, they need to do this or they need to do that, they have nothing to do with the play. That's why I get irritated. Like, come on, stop.
I think a lot of the Dolphins keep doing things that
make it worse.
Yeah, they have to just bring more attention to what an ass clown show they are. Like, it's just, it's like, if it's not the players being late, it's the snippiness between the coaches or any of this. Like, it's all just self brought on bad attention. Like,
yes,
you could have gone on this week. It's like, even if you, here's a thing. If you guys were grownups and you didn't even want this to be a media story, how about you just have the be grown-ups, have the Papa shot in there. Don't play Papa shot.
Right.
Like just don't play Papa shot.
Right.
But no, we gotta take it away. We gotta have it out that we need it to be seen that we've taken away the Papa
shot. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like it's very, very insincere. And you're being very insincere when you have to tell everybody you did it. And the other thing is, it ain't helping you on Sunday. Right? The things that, why don't you tell me you're doing something that helps you on Sunday? Right? And so, like, I don't understand.
Papa shot, Papa roach, Papa don't preach ain't going to help you on Sunday.
How about you go pop the QB? How about that?
Right.
Like, how about you guys actually bring down Josh Allen for once? Maybe that'll help.
Maybe they need Big Papa
like,
Pump.
Like, this has made a situation that's bad worse because it don't even seem like you can do the right things to get better.
No, what's going to be worse is at 11 o'clock when Mike McDaniel's asked about it and he has to get all poetic on it.
Players take
and keep in mind,
accountability.
I've said this a lot of times. You're in that building from 7 to 3 to 5.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of downtime with the different groups that either have walkthroughs or meetings, or if you have an individual meeting, your meeting might end sooner than somebody else, and on and on and on, right? So there's guys who are literally in the building all the time doing nothing, right? Until practice or after practice, or if you have meetings after practice or whatever, if you do work afterwards. So, like, you just want him to just sit in the corner, right? Go sit in the corner. I don't like.
Stay alone with your thoughts.
Like, I'm not a big fan of yelling about what happened after the game. You just had 60 minutes to do all those things you're talking about, right?
Well, like, whatever happened to camaraderie amongst the team? Like, whatever happened to, oh, we need that.
I think they're still cool.
I'm sure there is, but my point is, like, you said it. Once the work's done, the work's done. So if you're just going to sit there and stare at each other, than just go home. Like you know what I mean? And then there's more toys at home. So if you did have a good Papa Shot game going between whoever, Waddle and Tua, it's like, ah, that's probably a good thing. Like, who cares? Like, they put their work in. They can spend 15 minutes to play. It's fine. It's just one of these things that just has to be one of those things. Say
they didn't make it a story. The media asked them about it. Man, we in a bad place. Everything they do is criticized. Well, yeah, everything. Like, I'm not going to criticize anything they do, but I am going to criticize something they attempt to do that have nothing to do with Sunday.
Right. And that's why we're
having this conversation.
But that goes back to my point is like, you want the media to see that you did that. Like, that's the point. If you have something that's very easily seen by the media and then you change it, which, by the way, this is a rerun. We had this story a couple of years ago with the ping pong table.
Pretty much.
You know, like, you're trying to make that a thing. Like, don't say the media, because the media is obviously going to see it. That's my point of, like, if you guys really had a problem with the games, be grownups. Have the Papa Shot. Take the basketball away. You know, like, what a concept. Oh, where's the basketball? Nobody would notice that. Take the basketball away. But no, it's like, no, we want the media to see it. So I'm not going to get on
really,
the media.
And let me tell you, if you really want to be tricksters about it, right, leave the Papa Shot there. Tell everybody, don't play it. I don't want to see anybody playing Papa Shot. And then the media will run with it like, these guys aren't messing around during breaks. They're trying to turn it around. Nobody's playing Papa Shot. Nobody's playing ping pong. See, you got to know how to work the room.
No, but they want to make it a thing. So now it's like, and now McDaniel gets to spin it like, oh, my guys are focused, and then they'll get drubbed.
I mean, stop. They'll get drubbed. You know what? They ain't gonna get drubbed for any of this. The reason why they will win or lose have nothing to do with spent 15 minutes talking about.
I'll tell you what's what. Like, look, I don't want to put trolling on the other side of things, but what would be funny? What would be funny is if Josh Allen runs in with a touchdown, and Dawson and Dalton get on each other's shoulders, and he starts doing Papa Shot with the football.
Oh, that's what you would do. Hey, Vlad.
That's petty.
Tobin better be a Hall of Famer, because some of the stunts he want to pull to people, he would get his ass kicked.
Oh, Tobin was definitely down with
I know that people, you try to troll somebody during the game, if you troll the wrong person, they'll take the L. They'll take the kicked out of the game, but they're going to let you know what's
Tobin
up.
Tobin definitely get George T. He'll get T.O.'d.
Yeah.
You're definitely getting T.O.'d.
Yeah. And then do this. He'd be the guy.
What did I do? You're such a heel. You're like the Roddy Piper of heels. Like, hey, you know, like you'll start everything and start asking like, hey, what did I do? I didn't do anything. Right. I'm not the cause of this.
All we need is the Pat Jimmy situation. Because you swear you ain't do nothing.
Come on,
while
man.
You are the one that lit. Look.
The look. Hey, there's a picture of that look.
Hold my water.
Even the way you asked the question in the Pat, you knew it was going to cause controversy.
I didn't know what I was doing. Why? Yes, I wanted Jimmy Butler here forever. I don't understand why you guys think I would do that.
You knew what you were doing. You knew what you were doing.
If you guys want to go see Mike Tyson and his Return to the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino this December, stories and more from Iron Mike, caller number 3 right now to 305-567-0560. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560 wins a pair of tickets to see Mike Tyson's Return to the Mike show. You guys been giving them away all week. If you guys didn't win, tickets are still available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. But caller 3 right now to 305-567-0560 wins those tickets to see Mike Tyson's one-man show, Return of the Mike.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.